This morning, we're continuing our series called Freedom Friday, and we are visiting this morning with Linda Heminger. Now, a lot of folks may know her from her work here at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. She's the Assistant Administrator of Clinical Services and Chief Nursing Officer for the Cass County Health System. But you also have some experiences, long and interesting experiences, actually, in your military career. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Linda, tell us about your time in the service. How did it start?
I was already working as a registered nurse. I'd completed my four-year degree in nursing and was in the middle of South Dakota. Enjoyed what I saw as far as what we started as basic AIRVAC and enjoyed that. So I was looking for something a little more exciting in my life and looked at the Air Force and had the opportunity to become a flight nurse with the Air Force.
You were already working. Your nursing career had already begun. You
Correct.
Didn't join the military to get some free college money. You
Correct.
Joined the service out of a commitment.
Correct. I wish that would have been available to me, but it was not. But yes, I had worked a year and a half after graduating, and that was something that was not available to the Air Force at that time. It was available to Army nurses, but not Air Force.
Why was the Air Force a good fit for you?
When I first decided that I wanted to look at being a flight nurse, what they offered me, as any good salesman would offer you or a recruiter, would be, well, it's only a two-year commitment. And I thought, well, I've already worked a year and a half as a nurse. I can do anything for 2 years. And so I looked at the options that they made available, and it was a good fit because I could go and work as a nurse and then work toward that position as a flight nurse. But overall, the educational opportunities in the Air Force are phenomenal. I have done a fair amount of traveling. The majority of my career was as a reserve officer. Only 2.5 years was actually active duty. The good fit from that perspective was I had my career life and I had my Air Force life. So my civilian life and my Air Force life. And my civilian jobs would include graduate school. It included a number of different opportunities, as well as moving all over the country in reserve positions. So I really had the best of both worlds, I felt.
Were some folks who get involved in, say, Guard and Reserve, for example, mm-hmm. where they're inactive at times, active at other times, mm-hmm. when they get called to active duty, it's a real interruption in the rest of what you'd call the normal part of your life, the home mm-hmm. life. Yours kind of meshed pretty well together, didn't it?
Yes, it was a very good mesh, and the interruptions, I find that has always been an interesting concept because I was activated during Desert Shield Desert Storm in early 1991, and at the time I had a 6-year-old, 3-year-old, and 11-month-old, and I left home for 4 months, and one of the interesting concepts, I mean, speaking with you as a media person, was they did everything they could do to interview those of us that had small children to get us to say, this is awful, this is not what we want to do. Well, that was totally contrary to what our actual education and training had been. So we would be prepared to support our country and provide the medical support as needed. So it's something that you expect. If you're a member of the Guard and Reserve, that should never be a surprise, especially now. More in 1991, it was a surprise that reservists were being activated. But now it's just part of the anticipation, and you take your turn to support your country.
Isn't that part of the goodness about living in Iowa in a place like this where you
Yes.
get an opportunity to have your friends and your other family come in? And, you know, it's comforting to know when you're away that other people are stepping up to help out and make
Yes.
sure that things are going as well as possible for the little ones back home.
Yes, absolutely. We had great support. And this may come later in the interview, but our youngest daughter is actually active duty Air Force now, the 11-month-old when I left. And again, it has been part of our entire family's life. And it's that support that they received in my absence, I think, helped mold her decision to go through Air Force ROTC and become an Air Force officer.
Well, certainly through your Air Force experience, you got to experience some things that you wouldn't have otherwise.
Yes. I've had the opportunity to attend international educational opportunities, meet with the medical officers of other countries, and be part of the cutting edge research on, for instance, HIV. I've been to South Africa at an international medical conference and how we as military bodies could help prevent the spread of that. Been in Italy and helped educate them on how they can work with their nurse officers and the women. All of their nurses are men, and they were transitioning into women becoming officers. So those opportunities, flying as a flight nurse, mainly we flew to Alaska, Guam, the Philippines, and did transported patients from those areas back to the United States, and just a number of opportunities that you and I could talk all day about. But yes, it is right. And then you go back to your normal, whatever that is, normal life, your civilian life, and you do your civilian job. And so I've had one of the best opportunities is working with really motivated, educated people who want to support our country.
Are there ways that your military service helped your civilian career?
Absolutely. One of the biggest events that I think I've been part of and I was working at the Pentagon at the time when Katrina hit, and I was working in medical logistics. So that entire process taught me many lessons that obviously I apply to my everyday job at here in Atlantic at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. But it's statewide. I've been involved in some of the trainer programs for disaster preparedness. So yes, it's always a mesh, and that is the real attribute of being a part of the military service, Guard, Reserve, active, is that you bring those skills back to the civilian community and you use them. When one of the biggest parts, especially in my career, is the leadership opportunities that I've been given and how to adapt in a crisis situation, how to work with people from all different kinds of life and background, and how you can all work together as a cohesive team.
I guess I think I know the answer to this already, but are you retired from your military career now?
Yes, I did retire in 2009. And so almost 34 years of service later, you know, that two-year commitment stretched out quite a while, but almost 34 years.
If someone would have told that 23-year-old mm-hmm. that you'll retire when you're done with 34 years of this, you'd have probably said, no way.
No, it was total unknown and didn't really understand what all the opportunities were. But I think that's what people realize once they get into the military is what opportunities are available, and the education is just outstanding. And I already had my degree. I used my GI Bill for my master's, but I already had my basic bachelor's degree, and you know, just the other leadership opportunities. And as I said, you know, there's just the education you get from working with people as well.
It's really hard to explain to someone who hasn't had the military experience really the type of training and experiences that you get from going through that process.
It's and everybody's experience is different. I know you're interviewing a number of different people, and thank you for doing this, by the way, this event that you're hosting. It's we all have our own experience and our own background. I think the common bond that we all have is that we are supporting our country. We're trying to do the right thing to, as you said, enjoy the Iowa farm, rural lifestyle, small towns. And that, I think, especially those of us that live in this environment and join the Guard and Reserve, that's what we are joining to help support. And so it doesn't go away. We want this to continue for our children and grandchildren.
Just a guess, but you've made some lifetime friends through your military service?
Absolutely. I have friends all over the world that in all different types of lifestyles and their civilian jobs. Some of them went on and did become a full-time Air Force or military, and they have retired. And most people, as they retire in their 50s, they go on to a second career in business or especially in the medical world and to another medical opportunity. So, yes, I have friends that it's very interesting stories they've all been involved with throughout their years.
Have you ever stopped to ponder what Linda Heminger would be like today if not for those experiences?
Yes, I have many times. And I just think that I've become a better person because of my background with the military and especially the Air Force. I'm obviously very partial, but I will say I did work 4 years at the Joint Staff in the Pentagon, and that was a wonderful opportunity for me to see how all parts of our military service, the armed forces as well as the Coast Guard and the Merchant Marine, how we all really work together and are part of the big team, because it's I can say I'm Air Force, but really I'm part of the military service, and we all have a hand in how we support our country.
Veterans are veterans, and they're all very loyal.
Correct.
Yeah, very good. Well, we really appreciate you coming in today and visiting with us. And it's neat to hear that the next generation is making that commitment, too. You mentioned your daughter moving forward now into that realm as well. And is she pretty excited about that? She has a lot of questions for you, I guess.
I'm sure she does, yeah. No, and we talk quite a bit, but she's not in a medical field. She's in a space and missile operations education, and she'll be moving on. She's in an educational program now, and she'll be moving on to another assignment here soon. And there's been some local youth that I have counseled and helped them with their careers, and they are all very successful. So, the next generation will take it forward for us.
Very good. Well, Linda, again, thanks for coming in and sharing, and we salute you for your service. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.